The next patient is Christine Lauren. The last name is Lauren. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white female that has a history of systemic lupus erythematosus. The patient has been following the practice for her kidney function. The latest laboratory workup, the estimated GFR is 53, and the creatinine is 1.0. The patient doesn't have proteinuria, doesn't have hematuria, and clinically she is doing well, period. The serum calcium is 9.2 milligrams per cent. The magnesium is 2.1 milligrams per cent, and the phosphate is 3.5 milligrams per cent. The protein creatinine ratio is 98 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within a normal range. The patient remains in very stable condition. Our main concern is the continued administration of Celebrex on a daily basis. And on occasion, the patient takes indomethacin. The side effects of these medications from the kidney point of view were explained to the patient, and she was suggested to use these medicines on PRN basis only, period. Number two, the patient has a continued and persistent elevation of the PTH. The latest determination was 163, and prior to that, it was in the 140 picograms per milliliter. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. Ionized calcium has not been done. The serum phosphorus is within normal limits. The patient doesn't have any history of nephrolithiasis. There is no history of family problems associated with calcium or parathyroid hormone, period. The meaning of this finding is not known. I have to point out that the alkaline phosphatase is within normal limits, period. I am going to order ionized calcium in order to establish activity of the PTH, period. There is no symptoms. There are no symptoms whatsoever in this particular patient related to hyperparathyroidism. Following number, the patient is overweight. Plant-based diet is recommended even more when she has autoimmune disease. A detailed explanation of the case was done. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 142 over 80. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup, and we're going to have a 24-hour urine collection with sodium, uric acid, and calcium. Paragraph, period paragraph. We spend 10 minutes in the evaluation of the laboratory workup. Fifteen minutes in the face-to-face and 8 minutes in the documentation.